Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah, I feel fine. I had a break after Shanghai, which I needed, and didn't hit any balls until I arrived in Vienna. And then, you know, obviously I got the walkover on Saturday, which helped, so it was pretty much a rest day. And then, the final wasn't too long yesterday either, so I feel okay.
And you know that the number one is coming closer and closer, does it change at all the pressure on it, the feeling you have seeing it at your reach at all?
No, because it's not in my control. I can obviously try and win my matches, but, you know, even if I win all of my matches this week, I still might not get there, you know, so it's in Novak's hands. He's ahead, obviously, just now, so... You know, if he wins his matches and gets the latter stage of the last two tournaments, then he'll most likely, you know, keep the number one spot. So, you know, I don't feel any differently now to how I did kind of 6-8 weeks ago. You know, my goal wasn't to finish number one at the end of this year. I wanted to finish this year as strong as possible, and you know, I think there's a lot stronger chance of doing it in the early part of next year, which is what I targeted rather than this week.
Andy, you were saying you feel pretty good physically. Do you prefer to be on a run like this, playing lots of matches, to playing maybe slightly fewer tournaments and practicing more? Would you rather be playing more and winning more?
I think obviously playing and winning matches is best case scenario for players, providing you have the correct schedule. I think if you just keep playing every week and you're winning a lot of matches, then you know, over time you're going to start to get tired, start to break down, and you know, results and performances will get worse and worse. You need to make sure that you give yourself enough rest, which I did after the Davis Cup, which maybe I didn't do over the sort of real through to US Open time. I would maybe have given myself a bit more of a break there, because I trained hard in Mallorca before going to Rio, and that stretch became quite long, but I feel like I learned a bit from that and made sure I took a good break after the Davis Cup, and then also after Shanghai, and then I'll make sure I do the same after I'm finished here as well. But I think, you know, you need to spend time on the practice court to improve things. If you just play matches all the time, that's good if you're winning, but you need to keep improving as well. And playing matches isn't always the best way to do that.
Andy, I'm just wondering, particularly as you're on the player council now, I don't know if you've been asked this but in recent weeks, but have you discussed with other players this idea possibly of Davis Cup being in a sort of one neutral venue for sort of 3 years, and what is your thoughts on that?
I mean, I spoke about this a lot the last 6-8 weeks, really. We spoke about it in the player council meeting in New York. That was the first meeting that I'd been to, and I wouldn't say the players were in favour of that move. You know, I think there's, you know, been quite a few things with the Davis Cup, but the players, you know, especially the way that it's... the times of the year that it comes in. You know, the format's been discussed quite a lot, but certainly having a neutral venue is not one of the things that players have suggested or complained about, the sort of home and away tie. I think that we, in theory, play in neutral venues the whole year when we're playing on the tour. One of the special things about Davis Cup is the home and away aspect of it. I've played in some of the best atmospheres in my life. I've been in Davis Cup. Some of them have been obviously great at home. And when it's away, like in the final, it was tough atmosphere last year, but you remember, you know, because of that, and think might lose something by having it in a neutral venue.
To go back to scheduling thing, how long does it take you to recharge your batteries when you're on a run like this? Because you must be tired both physically and mentally.
Well, after the Asia stretch, it took 5 full days, so I didn't do anything on the court or anything physical. And after Davis Cup, I took what had basically 8 days off, but also like 2 straight afterwards as well. I played the charity match on the Wednesday, so I had the Monday, Tuesday off, played on the Wednesday, and then I didn't hit a ball until the Thursday before Beijing, so I had kind of 10 days off after the Davis Cup. I mean, I felt good when I went over to China. I didn't really play any long matches there. All of the matches were fairly quick. So in terms of, like, last week I had some long matches, and that's why, you know, I got lucky with John being injured. And that was not a physical match at all, and then the walkover the next day. So that helped a bit last week. But in terms of how many days, it depends. You know, sometimes after the Davis Cup match I played against Nishikori this year, that took a while. And also after the Davis Cup tie against Argentina, that also took me a while to recover from, because there were brutal matches against Del Potro and Nishikori that were 5 hours long.
Can you pinpoint a couple of key reasons why you're in the best form of your career in 2016?
I think the grass court season was really, really important for me, because I hadn't won any of the major events for a long time. I'd lost a lot of tough finals, and that was frustrating, especially the French Open this year was a tough one for me. But yeah, to kind of bounce back and win there, that gave me a lot of confidence again and motivation that, you know, if I keep doing what I'm doing and working hard, I can win the big events again and, you know, compete, you know, with the best players in the biggest tournaments. So that was an important period for me. Obviously, you know, my team's worked very well this year too. Obviously quite a number of new, Ivan and Jamie Delgado, you know, Jamie I started working with beginning of the year. Ivan, obviously, over the grass court season, we started again, and that's obviously been positive as well.
Yeah, Djokovic said yesterday that you, quote, definitely deserve to be in the position of being number one at the end of the year, because he thinks you're playing the best tennis of your career. I mean, is that a view that you share, or is it you trying not to think too much about your own performance?
Well, yeah, I do deserve to be there, yeah, because, you know, the rankings, yeah, it's cliche, but the rankings don't lie. You know, it's a long season, the tennis season, with, you know, we have a lot of mandatory events that pretty much all of the top players are, you know, playing. Yeah, if you're ranked 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, that's where you deserve to be ranked, providing you're fit. Obviously, if you have 6 great months and then you're injured the last 3-4 months, you could say, oh, you know, maybe you deserve to finish a bit higher. But, you know, this year I've been healthy the whole year, and the last 4 or 5 months I've played the best of my career, so I deserve to be ranked number 2 in the world just now. Yeah, Novak deserves to be ranked 1, you know, because of the year that he's had. Obviously, you know, it's like he lost against Bautista in the semis of Shanghai, final in New York. He won Cincinnati, he lost to Del Potro, who's obviously playing great tennis at the Olympics. You know, Wimbledon was obviously, you know, a bit of a surprise, but, you know, he's had a great year with maybe 1 or 2 losses that, you know, you maybe wouldn't expect, but he's had an amazing year. And, you know, even the last few months he's been in the final in New York, and also won Cincinnati in the semis of Shanghai, so he's doing all right.
Do you remember the last tournament when you came without a coach? What was the situation like? What is the benefit you can get from this?
I did it the beginning of last year, after Australia, when... Yeah, Emily was at Fed Cup. I didn't have a second coach at the time. I'd been speaking to Jonas, but he was doing like the dancing show, so he stayed in quite a long time, so he couldn't start with me. And yeah, so I was in Rotterdam and Dubai without a coach. It can be nice because, you know, you have a bit of freedom in a way to kind of do what you want to do, you know, practice the things that you want, and at the times that you want. You don't necessarily have to discuss that with anyone, you know, which can be nice. And it's not happened to me too much during my career, but some players have done it for quite long periods. Roger has obviously done it and was extremely successful. Kyrgios as well has obviously done pretty well with that coach for a young guy, you know, so it can work as well.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.